Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2. Praise the Lord. All right. Acts chapter 2, we want to look at from verse 41 to 47, and we want to look at the early church, and we look at how the early church had made so much impact in their time. Today is Barbecue Sunday. Barbecue Sunday. Today is, what that means for us is a fellowship. Four things we do not joke about in this church, and four things we do not take lightly. Is our sense of fellowship, our sense of fun, our commitment to family, and the fourth F is not finance. What is it? Fellowship, fun, friendship, fellowship, and family. But if you look at all that, actually, it still just means one thing: a fellowship. I'm thinking, Lord, why did you add finance to that? Amen. Fun, friendship, fellowship, family. That's what this church stands for. And those four things mixed together can bring revival to a nation. And I want to show you how. Scripturally, I want to show you how. And I think this is why we are special as a church. And today, as we do our barbecues, as we rejoice, I want you to remember this message, that it's not just about barbecue. And next Sunday is bring a dish day. All right? It's not just about food. Oh, that's another F. You should have made this the sixth one. Fun, friendship, fellowship, family, food, and finance. It's amazing. Just look at it. They will say, fun, friendship, fellowship, right? Family, fun, and what? Food, and finance. And finance. Nobody likes spending money. Praise the Lord. And let's see what the early church did. And I want you to pay attention to this, because this is you we're reading about now. And sometimes we do all these things, we don't understand the impact and the implication. Does that make sense? Right? These things, they work. They never gave out flyers. They never gave out billboards. There was no Google. There was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram. And they held their towns and their cities to captive because they love fun. Yeah? They love fellowship. Fellowship is powerful. So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls. My friend, is it possible for God to add 3,000 souls to the body through us? Come on, think about it. This would be easy to do. I wish that we broadcast this phone service live tonight, this morning. It should be easy for us to do. No internet. No live broadcast. Is it possible for God to use it in our nation here? Is it possible? And look at these guys. 3,000 people. The Bible says 3,000 souls, people were added to them, to the believers. Praise the Lord. And look, the Bible says that they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. If we and I want to see revival, see change in our cities, if we want to see God add, bring his people to our local church, all right, and this is just one of three, by the way, and he's been doing, God has been so blessed us over the past 12 years, and we've been going on for 12 years. Is that, what's the name again? Patricia. 12 years we've been going on, by the way, 12 years. I'm telling you, I've been talking like this for 12 years. And I'm saying seriously. I've been talking like for 12 years and three services. This is one of three. All right? Listen very carefully. The Bible says that they continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Not just that, and to fellowship. Not just that, and to the breaking of bread. And not just that, and to prayer. And I wish as a church, I know we do well in the fellowship department, and we do well in the food department. But themselves to the apostles' teaching, that one you have to discern. I don't know, you have to discern that, you know. If we all subscribe to what we hear here in this church and take it out and share with the world and show our excitement, you will see God can use us. And it says, and the breaking of bread. And so prayer, we pray in this church, is unbelievable. We sound so nice and easygoing, like, oh, don't be fooled by that. Yeah? Don't be fooled by that. We are prayer warriors in this church. And I can testify to that. I'm telling you. In fact, this whole phone thing is a common flag, right? We have departments. We have prayer. And by the way, Rayo had a baby. Had a baby girl. Yeah, that one was a product of 24-hour prayer chain, because the devil was lying to her, to the baby and the mother. And they held the devil to ransom and got that baby out. Praise the Lord. So don't be fooled by that. So we are okay. Phone and fellowship. Look at the impact. And the Bible says to the breaking of bread. Now look, I want to look at the attitude. What attitude must we have if we want to turn these 4 F's into an evangelistic tool? We must have that attitude. And this is what is missing. And I want to catch this today so we can all work on this together as a church. Number one, the Bible says, and everyone, next verse, and everyone, that's the first thing, right? And everyone was, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place among the apostles. Everyone was filled with awe. Back up. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs was done by the apostles. Everyone was filled with awe. Listen very carefully. Many of us, we've lost that sense of awe. We've lost it. How do I say that? Because we take what we do for granted. We think that the fun we have in this church happens everywhere. And not just that, we think that, oh, certainly my friends and family must be having fun like I have on this Sunday. Do you know that there are people right now, it's Sunday, they're actually feeling miserable right now. And here we are in this little box, running around and having fun in the morning. What better way? But the fact of the matter is that many of us, we've lost our sense of awe. Listen very carefully. The sense of awe, when a body has a sense of awe, it provokes miracles among the apostles. What church do you go to? Oh, I go to Gateway Chapel. Yeah, are you? Oh, I go to Waygate Chapel. Yeah, oh. There is no sense of awe. What church do you go to? I go to Gateway Chapel. Wow. Yeah. What did you do yesterday? Oh, that's on Monday. Now they ask, what was your Sunday like? I was in church. What's the Sunday like? Oh, I went to a church. You see the difference? One is attractive. Yeah, one of those things. The Bible says that everyone was filled with awe, surprise. You know, like, wow. It's like every time they show up, or they talk about their fellowship, or they talk about their church, or they talk about their pastor, it was always like, wow, aha moment. We've lost the sense of awe. You see, I don't know about you, when I got born again, right, every time I come into church, amen, it was Christ Chapel then. This was 1988. It was Christ Chapel. Every time I come into church, I see my pastor, I just go, wow. Man, I remember one day I was at the post office, and then his car pulled up somewhere. He was going to buy, he pulled up at the post office to buy stamps, and I saw the church, the church bus was a little seven-seater Hiace, the Toyota, yeah. And I was wrong. Pastor! Everybody was going, oh, grown man. It's just the logo of the church, just the logo. Pastor! And I charged towards him. Oh, Pastor! And he goes, how many of us? A few thousands. He had no clue who I was, but it didn't matter. He had no clue. It didn't matter. I was like, I was beaming from ear to ear. I'm sure if my dad had seen me do that, he'd say, is it your father? Excitement. And many of us then, we were young, but we were excited. We were just excited being in church. Young people, just young men, and we were just excited. And the excitement was creating a frenzy in the community. In fact, people walked up the street, even that's how I got saved in the first place. People walked up the street to find out what kind of craziness is going on there. Boom, and they got saved. Does your excitement attract anybody? Look, it's not about billboards. It's not handbills. When there is no excitement, you say, come to my church. You say, I'm not coming. Come to my church. You say, I'm not coming. Come now. Okay, I'll buy you lunch. Everyone was filled with awe. Everyone. Come on. Everyone. Their excitement released a supernatural dimension of grace upon the messengers. Oh, listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. You know what? I'll tell you this one. Tell you this much. Look, as a pastor, right? As a man of God, right? I'm a man first of God. I'm not a spirit of God. I'm a man first of God. I have my taste. I have my preferences. I have the way I love to do things, whether you like it or not. I have. So the fact that I like excellence, being a pastor does not change that. I like things done properly to the T. I have zero tolerance when things are not excellent, especially when the name of the Lord is named. That is me as a brother. I will be like that as a brother. It's not because I'm a pastor. No. No. Are you listening? But I was now called of God and a message, and I was sent of God with a message for a defined set of people. I am not called to everybody. Listen very carefully. Yes, true. I'm not called. Let me give you an instance. You see this man here? We sent an application form. We advertised in the papers. And we said that we are looking for a drummer. A keyboardist. Thank you. So we advertised in the newspaper. So one day, the choir was having a rehearsal. And they called me. It was 5 o'clock in the evening. And they told me, Pastor, we have someone has responded to the advertisement, right? And he's come to check out the church. So as they were talking to me, I said, okay, I said, oh, really? I said, you guys, okay, yeah, talk to him. You know, I mean, the choir leader was there, choir. And then so they dropped the phone. As I dropped the phone, I heard God's voice. That is the son of the ministry. So I called them back. You see, that he said, my sheep hear my voice. So I heard God's voice. That is a son of the ministry. So I picked up the phone. I said, hey, please, don't talk to that person. Don't address him. Don't move close to him. He may be dangerous. So I went there. And I called and said, how are you? He said, fine. I said, you okay? You came to apply for it? He said, praise God. So I went. I got the messages, 2 of my messages. I gave to him. I said, take. Thank you very much. And that was the interview. That was 12 years ago. We're still seated here. Are you listening? So listen very, watch this very carefully. So for everyone that God, now I'm a messenger. Naturally speaking, if I'm looking for a friend, I won't come to him. How old are you, sir? 54. Okay, 54. Yeah? Yeah? Naturally speaking, if I'm looking for a friend, I'm 49 years old. I've been around for a very long time, almost half a century. He cannot. Yeah, let's call it a spade now, not an agricultural instrument. If I am looking for a friend, we are not in the same generation. I have no business. How? If looking at the age gap, if we remove 10 years from my age and I relate 10 years from my age, or if we remove 20 from my age and I remove 20 from his age and I relate to him and say I'm a pedophile. If it's a girl. It doesn't matter now in the UK anyway, whether it's a boy, it doesn't matter. Are you listening? But God sends you because God wants to reach his people. He puts a message in a man. Now, as many as provoked that thing that he's put in that man, they get what that thing can do. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, miraculous signs and wonders were done by the apostles because those people who identified with the voice or with that thing that is deposited in that earthly vessel, that spiritual treasure, it triggers that anointing and grace, and they get blessed. Because their miracles is not for the man of God. The miracle is for the people they were sent to. That's why when Jesus came to his hometown, they could not recognize that because he wasn't sent to them. Come on. Another they could see was the natural man. Is that not John Paul? Is that not this way? Is that not this? But those that he's called to, they will always remain in awe. And the more they remain in awe, the more that thing inside that man is triggered. The more the miracles inside the person is triggered. I don't see the miracle. I don't know. I just carry around doing my own natural business, isn't it? And somebody will say, oh, and then pastor said, somebody came to me the other day and said, oh, pastor, thank you very much. I said, well, why you say? He said, oh, I remember that thing you told me when I got back home, something happened. I said, really? Oh, I said, she said, praise God. I said, praise God. That wasn't my intention, is it? Does that, you know what I'm saying? He said, praise God. I said, praise God. Yeah, praise God. Praise God. That thing is answering and reacting to as many people that are filled with awe. Are you listening? And the same thing with you. You've got to show excitement. You should not commonize the things of God. You should not commonize the people that God has sent to you. And if as you do that, God will use you to attract the world to him. Because God wants to use you. Praise the Lord. Everyone was filled with awe and many wonders. The more awe you feel about your life as a Christian, the more miraculous signs you experience. Do you know what it is when you are in a service? And that has happened to me before. It was a crusade ground. And this was in the later. I wasn't even born again. It was my friend. One of my friends called Henry. He said, one archbishop was in town. And he was doing this. It was late Archbishop Bitahosa. He was in Lagos. And they were saying, he said, come, let's go see. I hear he wasn't a Christian. But there was so much excitement about miracles, signs, and wonders. I said, well, let's go see. It was a stadium. And I was standing next to a blind guy. And all of a sudden, this man was, I saw the guy I was standing next to. He was blind and crippled. And he was there, and I sat next to him. Whoa. I said, wow, I wasn't saved. My friend wasn't saved, but what's going on here? Because of the excitement. And I saw the guy's eyes popped open, his legs, his limbs got straightened, and then he threw his crutch away. I took off like, oh my God, it's a freak of nature. But do you know that thing till today has an impact in my spirit? Why? Somebody was excited that there was a crusade going on in town. So all of us, even those who are not saved, we all went to go and see this great wonder. Why are you so dull as a Christian? Why are you not attractive? Why are you so dull and gloomy looking? There's no, and everything, you know, you live your life like you've seen everything. You've not seen anything. Many of us live our lives like we've seen everything. I've been there, done that. Rubbish! You've not even seen nothing of God. Nothing of God. Nothing of God. It's not what you have heard. How many of what you have heard have you experienced? But you see, when you have that attitude, we used to have three or four services. We used to wake up in the morning, have breakfast. We sit through all the services. We sit through all the services. All the services. Service one, we go take a shopping, come back. Service two, service three. Where are we going? It's only Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. In fact, even during the week, we go and hang around the church. Where are you going to? Say, we are going to church. Are you a worker? No. We just go to church. We just go hang around. Oh man, I'm telling you. But where is the excitement? Where is the excitement? No excitement anymore. We are as gloomy as the British weather. We've spent so much time in this atmosphere and this climate that we now mirror this atmosphere and this climate. Everyone was filled with awe. Filled with awe. I'm telling you, every time we sing a song, you hear the same song twice, and you go, wow. Wow. The same song. I sat there this morning, I'm looking at Midea and Bukia, and I said, wow. I was thinking in my mind, I said, wow. I said, okay. Okay, I'm booking. No offense. Nothing to do with the hair, by the way. And I was thinking that. And I said, wow. I said, wow. I said, Bookie, I said, her voice has really How many of you don't see? Richer. I say, oh my goodness, you look at your voice, it's so rich now. And it's so anointed voice. Do you understand? Do you appreciate the influence of God and the people of God around you? Or do you, oh, I heard that one before, I heard it on Friday. I heard on Friday. In fact, I know what they're going to sing next. I know the song, I know the cue to the next song. No awe, nothing. I know the song. Don't listen, don't hear nothing. No, nothing, nothing. We need to pray that God will circumcise your heart. Amen. Okay, I said that. I know that one. In fact, you'll be singing, when you're singing verse 1, you'll be singing verse 2 in your heart. This choir, they are too slow. Look at the service. Have you seen service at times? Sometimes someone will just sit down, then halfway through the service, just get up and just walk out of the church. Where they are going to, I don't know. You just walk out. You just sit down. And they come back again. Yeah? And they sit down. Yeah? Halfway through, when you say, watch, when you say, it's offering time, they just when you sit before the Holy Spirit, my friend, I'm focused. Empty your bowels before you come in and sit through your service. Come on. Sense of awe. Oh, let's try to let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we submit ourselves to you. We ask, oh God, that you release the same spirit of the early apostles upon us in the name of Jesus. Use us to impact our environment. Use us to subdue our environment. Use us to take authority over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of joy rule over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say,
amen.
And the family say,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Please, you may be seated. It's